up, everybody? Welcome back to Ministry of the Body, everybody. Yes. So today we have another episode. It's episode 3. And of course, I am not doing this thing alone. I am with my brother, Tato, over here. Tato, introduce yourself, my brother.
Hello, everyone. I never get used to this. My name is Tato, and I'm the brother.
All right. That is Tato, and he's the brother. Yes. For those of you wondering, people keep saying we're twins everywhere we go. And I'm pretty sure you guys can see right now that there's a difference between how we look.
There's
difference. There's a very big difference. And part of the difference is 3 years too. We are 3 years apart. Mm-hmm. You know, we won't say who's old, that's fine.
You guys can guess who's older.
Yeah, you guys can guess. But anyway, as we always do or would like to do, we want to read your comments from the previous video. And so we shall do. And the first comment that we're going to read is from Mpo. Mpo, we normally talk about the videos on WhatsApp. Usually, Mpo always texts me and say, "Hey, Lox, that video you did, no. And then we'll talk about it, right? But we're going to read your comment anyway, although it's cheating because we already discussed your comments, but it's fine. Mpo's like, "Yo," because that's how she speaks, "Yo, you explained this so well, especially emphasizing that it's a choice and implications thereof. The fact that y'all are not just preaching, but there are actions that one has to take after watching this. Yo, thank you so much, guys." Okay, I also added some spice in there. Because that's how Mpo speaks. But anyway, thank you so much, Mpo. You know, it's truly by God's grace.
100%.
It is truly by God's grace and the Holy Spirit who speaks on our behalf. The Bible says that it's impossible to say Jesus is Lord except through the Spirit. You see?
Yeah.
So if you are blessed by this video because of something that was said here, it is truly the Holy Spirit who enhances and helps us and gives us what to say. Our prayer is always to say what the Holy Spirit wants and not our own thing. And 100%. Yes, we put prayers at the end so that, like, you know, we understand that not everybody knows what to do after hearing a message that convicts them. And we're trying to introduce a culture of prayer after being convicted. You see, when you watch a message and then you start doing like assignments and schoolwork and stuff, we want to introduce a culture of prayer. When you're convicted, God, it means the Holy Spirit has given you a prayer item to pray for, that in my life I need to fix certain things and you need to pray.
Yeah.
So that's why we put that at the end of the video. And then we have the official girl. Yes, the official girl. She says, "To say I am challenged would be an understatement." Ooh, okay. "What a great conversation. Thank you for sharing this. Please do elaborate on how one can go about repenting from the lifestyle they lived before Christ." Oh, that's a very good
comment. That's a very good comment.
It's a very good comment. I think definitely, again, Holy Spirit is the one who helps us say what we say. And I think definitely we should make a video about, you know, repentance in general.
100%.
And talk about that. Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. The official girl. Yeah. Okay. And then over here we have Feza Sangwa. Yes. Feza says, "Beautifully explained. Again, the Holy Spirit helps us with all of this. And we continue to pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to help us." And then last but not least, Amu attends church with us. And I'm actually quite happy that one of our church members is watching our videos. And I know you guys are watching also, you know. but Amu's one of the worshippers, very powerful, and also a prayer warrior. In fact, this is her mic. I think this is Amu's mic. Amu, we are using your mic, by the way. Yes. Thank you so much, Amu. Amu says, what brand are you trying to push? That's what you said.
Yeah, 100%. Video.
"And some things are beyond our comprehension, but thank goodness for the Holy Spirit." Amen. "Not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." Amen to that, man. It is definitely not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It just empowers us. It empowers everything that has to do with life in general. And what Amu is saying here is basically giving you guys the essence, you know, the juice to
the
our desire. The jus. Oh, yeah, the jus.
Yeah.
To our desire and the power that allows us to be here today and talk about God in the way that we do because of how we experience Him. Anyway, so those are the comments. Yes, those are the comments. And we'd like to start with the video now, ne? All right, cool.
Let's go.
So today, we're talking about something that I would say is a very scary topic for me, right? And the reason why I say this topic is so scary is because I realize that there is so much more that I personally have to do to be able to live the way Christ wants me to live when it comes to this topic. So Tato, take us away. What are we talking about today?
So over the course of last week, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine at Starbucks. Shocking. and he just brought to my attention one individual. His name is Rian Swigler. I hope I pronounced it correctly.
Yeah.
Who is Rian Swigler?
Who is Rian Swigler?
Yeah. So he is the co-founder of the Satanic Church in South Africa, actually. So then I read up a little bit about this guy, and then I came across one article.
Yeah.
It speaks about how he was at an interview at a radio station.
Sure.
And then after his interview, some lady randomly came up to him and gave him a hug, right? Mm-hmm. And then he says in the article that he's never experienced a love like the one he experienced when that lady hugged him.
Sure.
And it says that lady never said anything to him. She just expressed how it was nice to meet him. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right. And then...
Did she say she was waiting to... She's been...
Yeah, wanting, she's been wanting to meet him. Him.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Sure.
Yeah, that's,
that's
their interaction.
Yeah.
And then... a week later, he finds out that, oh, no, man, that lady at the radio station was actually a Christian.
Sure.
All right, okay, cool. Nah, Sharp Fede, he bees about his business.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, now it's time for him to do a Sira's ritual. Jama Satanist, Mara Sharp. As he's about to do his ritual, which is a norm, all of a sudden... Boom, Jesus appears, right? That's what he says. And then he's like, if it is really you, Jesus, prove it to me. Right? And then he says that in that moment he experienced a love, a overwhelming love, right? But here's the kicker, actually.
Yeah.
That feeling that he felt right there was actually a familiar feeling.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And he recalls feeling this same thing when that lady at the radio station hugged him.
That is very powerful.
And that's when he knew that this...
Is truly
Jesus.
Okay. So this gentleman was able to realize or recognize that this presence is the presence of Jesus because... Jesus' presence, or the lady's presence, resembled the one that he is experiencing now, which was the presence of love.
Yeah, and he mentioned the words unconditional love.
Unconditional love. So he didn't feel judged in that very moment.
He did not feel judged, even though he was about to cause some serious damage with that ritual.
I mean, and you know, the reason why I say that, you know what, that this topic is scary, is because... I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, dog. I'm
going to be real with you right now. I'm going to
be real with y'all, dog. I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing or brave enough to go and give the agent CEO status, dog.
Krotman
said, dog.
Yama Satanism, Mumzant,
dog. The leadership, dog. I don't know because, like, I'm thinking, bro. If I give the guy a hug, maybe I might even go home with Leech. Like, I'm scared. But and now you ask yourself, dog, then, Lox, like, do you not understand the presence in you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the Bible says that the spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives in me, dog. It's inside of me right now, dog. Man. The Most High, dog.
Yeah.
The most high, the creator of all things existence, dog.
Yeah.
Lives in his you. Presence is in me,
in you.
You know, but somehow I've allowed fear to come in front of me to say that because this one is the CEO this one is, of Busatan hey, Mzansi. I cannot do it, let alone give him a hug.
Give him a
you
hug.
Know what I'm saying? And like that's the problem. Like, when is it do I really have unconditional love?
Yeah, and that's the one thing one of the things that stood out for me was the unconditional love. The fact that Jesus was able to appear to somebody who was doing the exact opposite of what
who was literally persecuting the person who appeared.
Exactly, the person who appeared. But he's like, you know what? I'm going to appear to this guy anyway.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Christ died for him too.
Christ died for him too. Oh, that's the crazy part. Christ doesn't pick and choose who he died for.
No, he died for every single human being on the planet.
Lirian
Omukwej. And rose again for his life. So now, if we are saying, and I say it's a scary topic, it's a heavy topic, because if we are saying that I want to emulate Christ. Me, I want to be like Christ. It means that part of my character in me needs to be a fruit of unconditional love.
Exactly.
And unconditional love says that I will not pick who I give my ministry to.
Yeah. You cannot
as pick a child of God.
Yeah.
I don't pick who I deliver Christ to.
Yeah.
Remember Jonah.
Jonah, they sent him to Nineveh. But hey, son,
go and preach to those guys.
And then bro was like, nay.
Because me and these boys, we got history, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we have a history.
I just told these guys that you guys, born, you know what? When
God will, you will visit you. God, you see, you're going to learn.
You're going to learn. God
will deal with you.
God is going to deal with you.
Uh-huh.
And now that guy already advertised that God wrath is going to come
God
on
is
them
going to deal
for
with
the
you
things
guys
that they've done.
Uh-huh.
And now God is telling Jonah to go back, humble himself, and say, yeah, you know that thing I told you about God's wrath coming for y'all, man. God said, I must come
God,
and tell you, he has
guys,
to forgive you.
Repent, and then he's going to forgive you guys.
The one I think I'm a body, God.
Yeah, I'm
punish
not a body,
these guys.
Dog.
Like how I, but God, you heard what I said.
I literally said
that
they're going
to
learn.
That you're coming for them. And now you're telling me to go back and literally do the opposite. Dog. They're going to think I'm moist. They're going to think I'm sweet.
They're going to think you're sweet.
They won't take me serious, God. I cannot do this, bro. And I get why, bro.
Yeah.
But now, Jonah had to go and preach to the city of Nineveh, knowing very well that he wants the opposite.
He wants the exact opposite.
But he had to obey. Mm. So obedience here was the big factor. Yeah, I mean, Jonah, he did it and God forgave them. And Jonah was so upset because he knew that God was going to forgive them that he said, God, just kill me.
Yeah.
Just kill me, because me, I don't see this as justice.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. He but wanted something different.
He wants them something different. He wanted these people to fall under the wrath of God.
He wanted them to perish.
And because you sanctified yourself so that I can use you. I'm using you to deliver this message.
So I'm gonna use you even for the people you don't want.
You don't want. And here's the thing, right? You have history with these guys, but I'm gonna send someone familiar to them.
Oh.
Like that familiar feeling that Rian felt when Jesus came. It was something familiar, a feeling that he had already felt, a feeling of love. Well, I'm not gonna send a stranger. I'm gonna send someone who they have persecuted themselves, and they going to be changed by the fact that the one we've been persecuting for so many years turned around to come and potentially save our lives.
And to be honest, that's how they're really going to know that indeed this is unconditional.
This is unconditional, because I know I've hurt this person so much.
I know.
But this person came back for my life.
Came back to preach to me.
Came
and deliver
back
me freedom.
And this is the thing, bro. Like, in this world, we live in a society where it's okay. It's okay to dislike the people who dislike you.
Yeah. go where you love.
Go where you loved. That's what people say in society today.
Yeah. Reciprocate.
And reciprocate energy. If you don't give me the energy I'm giving you, then I'm gonna cut ties with you. You get what I'm saying?
I can't chill with you no more.
Imagine if Jesus was cutting people off too.
Imagine if Jesus cut ties, was canceling people.
The crucifixion would have ended very early. I'm telling you, but remember.
You would have canceled disciples also.
Now, Peter would have been canceled.
I would have been canceled.
Peter has done too much. I'll be honest, Peter.
Literally, this guy is going to beg God for this cup to pass him.
Yeah, literally, he said, God, if this cup may pass me by, let your will be done.
Let your will be done. Ne? Mara, he's like, disciples, please, ne? Stand with me tonight. Just pray.
Just pray.
5 minutes, 30
Watch
minutes.
Watch and pray.
Watch and pray with me. Ne? I'm coming back.
And then he finds them sleeping multiple times. Also, he knows that Peter's going to deny him as well.
As well.
But then Peter now is showing that energy that, me, I'm going to protect Jesus.
Imagine if Jesus said, I ain't dying for you guys. You guys can't even stay awake 5 minutes.
Imagine.
I'm not dying for you guys. No.
Listen, that's not even the end of it. Because when the people came, Judas arrives. Né? Judas pulls up to the scene. Now, Judas is with the boys, the soldiers.
Yeah.
Now, Peter's like, you guys want to take Jesus? Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
But he couldn't watch and pray. But anyway, story for another day. Right? Cuts a man's ear off. Jesus, what does he do? He picks up that ear and he puts it back on the very guy who's going to continue with the crucifixion.
That bro didn't say, Jesus, thank you for putting my ear back. Nah, guys, let's just take some time to think about this thing rationally. Let's go.
Thank you for the ear, though.
Thanks for the ear, though, but let's buy.
Jesus died for that person, too. Jesus died for the disciples who fell asleep and couldn't pray, too. Jesus died for Peter, who denied him.
Three times.
Not once.
Not
and you know
twice.
when people are explaining why you did them dirty, they're like, nah, but listen, I would have understood if you just
did it once. Bro.
But second time, I'm like, what's this man doing? Third time, I knew that you wasn't my boy.
You're not my boy.
It wasn't a mistake. Three times, you can't say.
You knew what you were doing. Nah, I'm not dying for you.
Jesus would never do that. Jesus died for those people as well. That is unconditional love.
That's truly unconditional.
And that's why Jesus today, he will still come for people like me. He will still come for people like you. He will still come
people
for
like
people like
Rian.
You. And Rian as well.
And you.
And you as well. You see? So, if we truly want to emulate Jesus Christ in our lives, we need to also pick up, because it's a burden sometimes to love people unconditionally. It is a burden sometimes to pick up that burden of loving people unconditionally. So what does this mean? This means that you're going to have to love the people that have hurt you in your life.
100%.
You're going to, because if you truly want to be a vessel who's effective and usable in God's kingdom, in the kingdom of heaven, it means that things like forgiveness are going to pose a threat to your ministry, right? Because the devil is going to use that to keep you from ministering or being a good steward of God.
Yeah.
Because if someone hurts you and God says, go back to that person and preach to them so that I can forgive them. And when I forgive them, not only will your life be changed, but even the lives that they are ruining.
Yeah.
I mean, think about Rian. If that lady gave him a hug, and a kudos to her, dog. I don't know if I'm a better man to give the CEO of Vosatan SA.
Vosatan SA.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm learning that now, I need to change. You get what I'm saying?
I need to change.
But let me be honest, that hug potentially saved, I don't know, maybe
countless
Rian saw
people.
My video and it's like, I'm doing a ritual for logs. Rihadima today. Lightning on logs today. And that hug could have stopped Rian from hitting me with lightning.
You see.
I'm just saying, like, for real, like, look at Jesus and Zacchaeus. Right, people were upset. Why is Jesus?
Why is he at Zacchaeus'
house?
This bro is literally corrupting left and right.
Everything like he cheats us. He's so corrupt. Everything now
everything.
Jesus wants to
now
go
you're chilling
and
with
eat
him.
In his house, but they didn't know. They didn't know that Jesus was going to change his life so that he can change their life as well. Sometimes you need to change. You just change one person's life, and the whole community is good. We good.
We good, eating. Bro. We eating,
and they ate because Zacchaeus like
He came and he gave you double of what I took from you. He's like, ah, how much did I take from you?
How much did I take? You get what I'm saying? Like, bro, Jesus knew what he was doing. He's like, nah, if I show grace on this one person who no one will, when I come into his love and show him grace, he's going to accept it even more because he understands.
He understands, I did not deserve this.
I didn't deserve this one. There are people in your lives who have been ridiculed, who have been isolated, alienated because of things that they've done.
Yeah.
Maybe God is calling you to go and show them love so that they can know that, wow, no one was going to show me love. But this person who says that they represent Jesus came and showed me love.
Yeah.
Jesus must be real.
And one thing you guys, or we all need to realize is that it's up to us.
It really is.
Up to me, up to you, up to Lux. To be conduits. Hey, school.
Hey,
what's a simpler word?
A conduit or a simpler word, like a point of contact.
A point of contact, you know, for someone to experience unconditional love, if I can put it like that. Exactly, like
where there is no love, let me be a point of contact to bring love.
Yeah.
Wherever there is a place where there is no healing and there's too much, there's sickness and disease, let me be a point of contact where people can access the healing of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where there is no deliverance, let me be a point of contact where people can access the deliverance of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in their lives.
Yeah.
Let me bring those. God is using us to bring those things in places where they never found.
Yeah.
But if you and I are going to run away or shy away from these very scary places where God's presence isn't found and he wants to use us in those places, then the world is going to continue being a dark place. And I always get asked the question, like, why is the world so bad if there's a God? I mean, it's because we're probably not doing what God is asking us to do because God uses humans to affect humans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He used a human Jesus to die for humans as well.
We need more people to create environments wherever they are, you know?
Yeah, to create those atmospheres.
Those atmospheres.
You know, we've been speaking about atmospheres. If this is the first video you're watching, please go back and watch the other two.
There's two others you didn't watch.
Yes, so please go and watch those ones. But other than that, for me, this is a big lesson in my life to learn to have unconditional love. That I'm not going to pick certain people because you're the CEO of Satanism.
I'm not going to.
In fact, he's the one who needs to be changed because how many other people who follow him were changed?
Yeah.
Because he resigned.
He resigned from Satanic Temple,
The Satanic Church in Mzansi. So I imagine how many other people now were like, maybe Jesus. And you know, Velvet, I've been thinking, Jesus really, you know. But now if Rian changed, then even me. And I hope that people are praying for him, that he continues walking, because it's not going to be an easy walk for him, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And that we pray that he really finds, truly, truly, truly finds Jesus, authentic Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, man, you know, guys, the devil will use fear, he will use unforgiveness, he will use your pain, offense, to keep you from loving people unconditionally.
Mm.
And unconditional love means that even if this person spat in your face yesterday, today you're going to feed them bread, you're going to give them food, you're going to pay for their school fees, you're going to do whatever it is that God instructs you to do.
And to be honest, if you support Manchester United, you know what unconditional love is.
You truly, truly know what unconditional love is.
If you supported Arsenal, you know unconditional love.
And now Arsenal is winning because they had the support of the fans. Unconditional love.
Let's be honest, two seasons ago, you guys weren't good.
No.
You guys were seeing flames, but you're still here. It means you know what unconditional is.
Yeah.
So apply that same thing.
Apply that same thing. So guys, at the end of the day, what we're trying to say is let us find ways in which we can go back to God and say, look, God, search my heart. If there's any place where there's something that is stopping me from loving someone the way I should. I mean, the Bible says that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It says pray for your enemies. Yeah. Pray for your enemies.
Yeah.
I don't know how many enemies I've prayed for in the past year. I mean, I don't have known enemies. You know what I'm saying? I don't have known enemies. But even when I did a while ago, I don't know if I prayed for them. In fact, I wanted to stand on them.
Yeah.
I wanted them to see me eating so that I can just be like, yeah.
But you have to pray for your ops, no, man.
Pray for them, bro. Pray for them so that they can change. Because when we pray for people who are causing hardship in our lives, not like you deal with the solution, with the problem permanently, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what people sometimes we do as Christians is we pray that God may take situations away yeah. when we're not praying that the people causing the situations change. If someone at work is causing you heartache all the time, you're going to go to God and say, look, God, you know, this person caused a big problem. Please take the problem, like the problem away. Like now this person caused it. Now I have more work. Look, help me solve this work like issue and stuff. Whereas we're supposed to pray for that person so that they... Because once the issue goes away, I mean, they're still evil.
Yeah.
They're just going to come up with a new way to ruin your life. But once the person's changed, like Zacchaeus, now it's a whole different story. It's a transformation, proper one, dog, a proper one. But anyway, without saying too much, I know the podcast people were saying that minimum 30 minutes. We want 30 minutes long episodes. And now we're going to fight with YouTube people because, you know, YouTube takes data.
Yeah, sometimes. YouTube is data, man.
Yeah. But anyway, we're at the end of the video, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. I haven't said that in a long time, but please do like, share, and subscribe. Share this with your family members. Share this with people you know, people you love. And if I say people you love, it means everyone. So you guys are going to share it with everybody, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes. So remember that your body is a ministry.
And remember that, understand what unconditional really means. And homework, go read 1 Corinthians 13. And everywhere where you see love, put unconditional in the front of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. And remember that you are a point of contact. And if you don't show unconditional love to everyone you meet, you might be depriving someone of transformation and change.
Yes. Oh, but we can't end this. Let's read the verse.
Oh, yes.
Let's read the verse. Let's read the verse. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
We must give them something.
I'm going to read 1 John 4.
Yeah.
Verse 8.
Mm.
It says, the one who does not love has not become acquainted with God.
Sure.
Does not and never did know him.
Sure.
For God is love.
Yes.
He is the originator of love and is an enduring attribute of his nature.
Cool. So the verse that Tato just read is saying that if you don't love, you don't know God.
Exactly.
And that's why I told you, this, it's a very heavy topic, this thing. That like, does it mean that if I don't have like love in me, it means I truly don't know who God is, truly speaking?
If you're being for real, though,
if you're being for real,
you pretty much don't.
So this has given me so much work to do myself, so much homework. I need to go and pray that God introduces real, real unconditional love in my heart, so that maybe that's the thing that's stopping me from going to another level with God in my life.
Yeah.
And maybe when I do start loving people the way God does, maybe God will start to, you know, appear to me in different ways than I thought. You know, so I get to know deeper parts of God. So that's going to definitely be my prayer going forward. So yes, Tato already outroed us. So what is your body saying to us?